Thank you, Judy. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. You can call us anytime you want. Our phone is always open, 312-981-7200. You can text in pretty much anytime you want, too, 24-7-20.
Our next guest is pretty much always open, too.
Possibly.
I understand.
Possibly. The world of professional escorts, Wendy, is a very mysterious one. You and I know almost nothing. We speculate things. We think we know, but we honestly don't know.
And I've thought about it. I got to be honest with you, but I don't think I'd make enough.
Avery Moore is here, Wendy. Maybe she can help you out. She is a professional escort here to debunk some of the myths about the escort business. Hello, Avery. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you, too?
We're thrilled to have you. Do me a favor. Let's start out. This is the most obvious myth, and you tell me. What exactly is the difference between an escort and somebody who involves more sex in their trade? Is sex part of being an escort, or is it not?
It is.
It is.
And, well, yes. I don't think anybody is able to perform their job duties without a little bit of physical contact. Mm. Although, and it is a bit of a cliche in its own right, I have spent time with men with whom I don't have any type of sex with, and they really just want to talk, or they want some type of intimacy, like, you know, kind of snuggling or just sort of being together in a close way. So it does depend, but it is not sex free.
It isn't.
It is not sex free. Then why not just call it a hooker or a prostitute or a pretty woman, as Richard Gere called it in that movie? I mean, escort, I'm thinking some nice arm candy to go out to dinner with you,
sure,
or go to a business luncheon or something. But evidently I'm wrong.
Well, that is often a component of it. And, like, the hooker is a little, you know, kind of the negative term normally.
It sounds derogatory.
Yeah.
Like a slur. Yeah. So, I mean, the closest thing we have to a slur. But then prostitute, for the legality aspect, is not something many women will call themselves. But generally, if somebody's presenting themselves as an escort, they are also presenting themselves as somebody who is arm candy, like you say, somebody you can take out in public, who won't necessarily draw attention to themselves or their date in a way that causes some raised eyebrows. So there is also that element of being able to keep somebody company in a really intelligent and pleasant way. That's a huge component.
But Avery, if prostitution is illegal in, I think, 49 out of the 50 states, I think that's right. Why are escort services legal? Prostitution is not legal. Somebody must know what's going on.
Well, to be totally frank, there's a lot of playing with kind of the gray area of that. You know, most women online with websites or who advertise online say, you're paying me for my time,
right,
which is true. So then, and then they say, whatever happens between us during that time is our own business. So, you know, and it is true. Like, I am paid for my time, and I spend a lot of time that's compensated not having sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is a little bit of, it's kind of a self-protection thing, honestly, I think, like some of the euphemisms and wordplay around it, unfortunately, because, there, you know, the legal aspects are of some mystery, even
sure,
to the people involved in it.
Sure.
Now, do you live in fear? What if there's a sting that's set up, or do I watch too much TV?
No, I think that everyone who does this, if they don't have some level of concern about their own, you know, safety, then they're not maybe doing it. They knew they shouldn't be doing it. But I screen my clients really thoroughly. I'm a good, honest person. I pay my taxes. So I do everything I can to follow the letter of the law and just kind of keep myself safe. But there are stings, certainly. And a lot of women who are just trying to make money for themselves and their family are arrested. And I think that's a really sad state of affairs.
Avery, you said you pay your taxes. When you go in, like when you do things, let's say, like, I don't know, go in for a loan, a car loan, a home loan, do you disclose that that's what you do? Is that a danger area for somebody who might potentially want to have a business transaction with you like that?
It's, you know, most people who do this do not tell other people that they do it because there's a lot of stigma around it. There's a lot of confusion, and there's a lot of kind of negativity and judgment.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't necessarily want to deal with that. And I have other forms of employment. I have, you know, what might be called a straight job. Mm-hmm. So there's, and
do they know, do the people at your straight job know that you're also an escort?
No,
they don't.
No.
What about your family?
Very few people know.
Does your family know?
No.
Your family doesn't know. How,
can't they just go on the internet and obviously Avery Moore is not your real name. Are there pictures of you on your website?
None showing my face. And, you know, the funny thing is that it's kind of one of those situations, like where a woman, and it's always a woman, isn't it, is kind of outed
yeah.
as doing some type of, you know, something sexual, that the people who discover it are sort of never in question. But, you know, like, why are you looking, you know, if being an escort is something shameful, then shouldn't the people looking at the escort websites be ashamed, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it is shameful. I don't think it's a bad thing. But, you know, there was this woman recently who got a lot of attention, this Duke student, and one of her fellow students had kind of outed her as somebody who had performed in porn.
Right.
And I think that it's, I think that if we want to be, you know, kind of like intelligent, compassionate people, it's a fair thing to ask, you know, why was this other student watching the porn not
true.
Supposed to be made into kind of a pariah?
Right.
You know?
Very true.
So I really think there's a lot of sexism bound up in it because it's always women who are kind of getting the short end of the stick.
Well, there aren't too many male prostitutes other than Fred Garvin
from old SNL. But there are male escort rings. So do they? Is the sex ratio as high with male escorts as it is with female escorts?
Well, you know, the thing about male sex workers is that they're hired by men too.
Yeah.
So because they're less, you know, men interested in same sex. Than there are men interested in sex women, that I think there are less male sex workers, but there are a lot of them, and they definitely don't get anywhere near the attention that, you know, female escorts do.
Right.
Again, sexism, you know, they can
it
get
is.
Away with it.
It is.
All right. So Avery, you're 29 years old. Is that correct?
Yep.
And how long have you been doing this?
About 3 years.
And your best year, what do you pull in money wise?
That'll cost extra, Wendy.
And it's a client, yeah. And it's a client answer.
But
that.
It's not bad, right? You're happy with it financially.
I'm happy with it in all aspects, honestly. I've met really wonderful people who paths I don't think I would have crossed otherwise.
Yeah.
And I feel very lucky and very privileged yeah. and very proud to know the people I know. And I hope they feel proud to know me, too, even though our relationship isn't one that
sure.
maybe people sort of understand instinctually, you know, they may need a little coaching to kind of get why it works for both of the people.
You get medical and dental? No.
I have insurance.
Oh, you do have insurance. All right, can you hang on?
For Obamacare.
Yeah, you need Obamacare. This proves it. Avery, can you hang on for just a little bit?
Sure.
All right.
We'll take a quick break, and then we have some more questions.
More questions.
I'm intrigued by this. I am.
Me too. There's a lot
you?
We didn't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Avery's website, by the way, is awaywithavery.com. It's under construction right now, but it'll be back up and running very shortly. We'll continue this conversation in just a moment. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN, along with our guest Avery Moore. Avery is a professional escort and has been one for the past 3 years. She has a website, awaywithavery.com. Down for the moment, but they're working on it. They hope to have it up and running again soon. Avery, what happened that brought you into this line of work? What were you doing and you thought, this is something I can do for a bit?
I think I was kind of a... This is very penthousey, and I hope you forgive me because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a really, when I was a teenager, I was just kind of a very sexually curious young person, but I was also very shy. So I didn't have many outlets to kind of explore all of this pent up energy and curiosity that I had. And when I read about other escorts, I was completely fascinated by it. I thought it sounded really just glamorous and exciting. And I also kind of felt like, oh my God, I could never do that. You
yeah.
know, not out of a, not out of like a prudishness. It wasn't that I thought those women were shameful or, you know, dirty, but more just because I felt like, well, you know, they've got to be so educated and so beautiful. And, you know, surely I'm not in that league. Like, it was really, it's just kind of funny because the cliche is that no girl ever wants to grow up and do this, but I kind of did. And
you?
Now I am.
Oh. Do you take some courses? Is there like continuing education, adult education? What do you, you know?
Well, the kind of the cool thing is that, and I think it's spurned in a large part by the internet, is that women are able to share information with each other a little more than they used to be able to. And there are actually quite a number of how-to escort books or how-to be a sex worker books. You can buy them on Amazon.
Sex worker.
Yeah. That's the terminology.
And, yeah. That's but I didn't. I also think a lot of it is just like you kind of have to dive in and just get your feet wet and figure it out as you go, because all the books in the world aren't really going to prepare you for what it's like and what and how you want to work, because different women have different men they want to meet. They have different ideal appointments. So it's a personal thing, too. You know, but I think really just doing it is kind of the only way to figure it out, and making your own mistakes and then learning how to avoid them in the future.
Now, would you also escort a woman if a woman called you, or are you strictly just into men?
You know, what's so funny is that I have seen women before. Mm-hmm. I'm totally open to it, but it is very rare that a woman contacts me for a date. It's much more rare that it's much more common that a couple, you know, if I have any contact with women as clients, it's normally in the form of couples. But I like dealing with men more, honestly. I feel like men are, they're kind of better at following my rules, and they're just a little easier to work with. Women are kind of flaky. I think that they might find the idea of seeing an escort appealing, but they also have a lot of reservations around it. So,
and probably more baggage than men have,
I would think.
Yeah,
men are let's get in, get out,
Can we go back to your rules, though, Avery? I'm curious, does your client have to okay everything with you in advance? You don't want any surprises, I'm guessing. Do you have to go over kind of a game plan of what's going to take place?
I do, but only in the sense of kind of how our time will loosely be constructed.
Yeah.
So I normally see people for longer periods of time. And if somebody were to say, you know, I want to be with you for this 8-hour block of time, I would say, okay, great. What are we going to do during that time? Because we are not going to stay in a hotel room for 8 hours straight.
Right.
So there's a little management of expectations in that sense. But there is not a lot of explicit conversation kind of breaking down, this is what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. It's more like, what time is dinner? And then are we seeing a show, or are we going out somewhere else afterwards? Because that time in public is a lot of what I do.
But that's probably one of the biggest differences between an escort and a prostitute, is the dinner aspect, the movie. I bet like your average prostitute wouldn't say, and we have to go see the Lego movie when we're done, right? That's not going to happen.
You know, women at all kind of stratifications of the work do set their own boundaries. So I think even women who work more like I do have this idea that a woman who's working, say, like on the street, can't set any boundaries. She has to just do whatever the person who picks her up wants her to do.
Sure.
And that's not true. We set boundaries at all kind of, you know, stratifications and within all the facets of sex work. But
and you're probably going out to some fine restaurants,
I bet.
And you know, seeing some shows. Do your clients buy you gifts ever?
Yeah, sometimes they like, which is funny because men are not supposed to like to go shopping, but sometimes they do like to go shopping together. You know, I think they want the experience of like seeing me try something on and kind of participating in what looks good, what doesn't look good. So that's fun a lot of times, yeah.
All right, now, Avery, this is the responsible question I need to ask. I don't know if you have kids, but if someday you had a daughter and she came to you and said, I've looked at my career options, I'm going to be an escort, what would your reaction be to that?
This is such a thorny issue, and people love to pull out this question as kind of like the Trump card for definitively proving that it is not an acceptable way for a woman to live her life. But I honestly feel like I'm fine. I've done it, and I know how happy I am. Like, I know that it was a really good choice for me. And so I would not, you know, I, people expect the response to be just total shock. Absolutely no, we are going to do everything to keep you from doing that. But I don't feel that way. And what I would most want if I were to have a daughter who wanted to do this would be for her to do it in a climate that wouldn't endanger her while she's doing it, which means that the laws have to be in place to protect her rights. And the kind of public education has to be in place so that people don't think she's worthless and, you know, a bad person, a dirty person because of what she does.
Yeah.
So we're kind of a long way away from that. But I don't think this is I don't think this is a bad profession. I think it's a great profession.
And Avery, any pangs of guilt at all when you're with someone who's obviously married? And I bet a high percentage of your clients are married men.
They are, and I don't feel guilty about that because I know that I trust a lot of my clients. You know, we do tell lies to ourselves, we tell lies to other people. That's true for everyone, but a lot of my clients haven't had intimate contact with their wives in a long time, and I don't think they're lying about that. Like, they can occasionally, if they're compelled to, they will tell me, you know, stories about kind of the rejection, about their attempts to talk with their partner, about how they want to revive their sex life and their partner isn't open to that. And I'm sure both of you have friends who are in marriages that aren't working, but neither party wants to leave, either because they've convinced themselves it's better for the children to stay together, or they don't want to take on the financial mess of a divorce.
Right.
And I've also had clients tell me they think their wives might be having something on the side. And sometimes I think they're even hoping they do, because most of the men I see really love their wives. It's just that there's something missing that maybe the two of them haven't committed to figuring out together.
And what's your going rate per hour, just in case I wanted to get Bill a little present?
Gift certificate for a birthday or Christmas.
Gift certificates. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
No, it's my shortest appointment's 2 hours. It's $2,000 for the 2 hours, but the hourly rate decreases the longer you spend.
And so, sometimes there's coupons in the Penny Saver. I'll see a coupon, so that's not a bad deal.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes I do a Groupon.
Groupon's great.
Out for those.
Avery, you've answered many of the questions that Wendy and I have had for a long, long time. So thank you for that. Avery is, as we pointed out, a professional escort. Her website, under construction now, but soon to be up and running again, is awaywithavery.com. Thanks so much, Avery. Appreciate it.
Yes, thanks to you too. Have a good morning.
And good luck and stay safe out there.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.